First came the book, Brace for Impact. Surviving the Crash of the Industrial World. Then came the website, The Daily Impact, chronicling the crash of the industrial world. And now, The Daily Impact, the podcast. Just hours after pictures began appearing on the internet showing the scope of the Exxon pipeline oil spill in the town of Mayflower, Arkansas, the Federal Aviation Administration clamped a no-fly zone over the town. The FAA order is to be in effect until further notice and exempts only aircraft under the supervision of an Exxon employee. Any questions about who owns America? The 65-year-old pipeline running through Mayflower on the shores of Lake Conway and 3 miles from the Arkansas River ruptured on March 29th, sending rivers of oily sludge through the yards and streets of people who had no idea they lived anywhere near a pipeline. 2 dozen homes had to be evacuated, and many families will be out of their homes for weeks to come. Exxon workers have so far collected nearly 1 million gallons of mixed oil and water and say their cleanup is about half complete. The media persist, by the way, in misidentifying the spilled material as crude oil or heavy crude. In fact, it is dilbit, or diluted bitumen, the product wrested from the tar sands of Alberta. This is a critical distinction for a number of reasons. Dilbit is far more acidic than crude oil, which means that it corrodes metal faster, which raises questions about transporting it in a 65-year-old pipeline that was repurposed after decades of carrying oil north from Texas. Dilbit is much thicker than crude, and in addition to being diluted, must be heated to make it flow through a pipeline. Heat also accelerates corrosion by acid. As the dilbit damages the pipeline much more than crude, so it does the environment through which it flows on release from the pipeline. Dilbit is the product to be transported by the proposed Keystone XL pipeline to be built across the American heartland to supply Texas refineries making products for export. The project is under review by the federal government, and Big Oil wants it approved. The last thing Big Oil wants right now is pictures of acidic oil running through American streets to appear on American screens. Thanks to its wholly owned and operated federal government, it need not fear. For more current news about the ongoing crash of the industrial world, read The Daily Impact on the web at www.dailyimpact.net. You can also find out more about or even buy the book Brace for Impact there or at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis reminding you, brace for impact.